This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Dan O'Brien, K-State Extension Associate Professor in Ag Economics, joins us. And Dan, the Planning's Intentions Report came out in late March. How are we looking as far as what we could see for the soybean crop this year?
There's a U.S. story and there's a Kansas level story. For the U.S. story, projection is for 83.5 million acres to be planted here in the U.S. That's a rebound from last year. We did a lot of preventive planting, delayed in the field issues that happened all throughout the spring, and we were down to 76.1 million acres. So that rebound, part of that's expected just because we're not anticipating the same preventive planted numbers. The state of Kansas, we're projected to be 5 million acres for 2020 plantings, and that's up from about 4.5 million in 2019, and actually even up from about 4.75 in 2018. I think that the happenings in the U.S. corn market and ethanol, the last since this survey was taken in early March, very likely could lead to the U.S. and the Kansas numbers to move even higher, particularly the U.S. numbers as you look to the eastern and northern corn belt. Actually, surprising in the midst of all this uncertainty that's come into the markets because of the coronavirus, that prices have held up as well as they have. In eastern and central Kansas, you have cash prices at the beginning of March that were at $8.28 a bushel. Now they're $8.36 here in recent days. So they haven't really fallen off in the eastern part of the state that much. And in the western part, we have seen some decline, about 40, 50 cents, from about $8.11 down to $7.61. Futures were at $9.01 in early March, or just around $9. They're closed at about $8.55, $8.56 as we look at April the 2nd. So we have seen some decline there. I think that's really in concert with the general concerns that have happened in the markets of late. Prospects for 2020, I do wonder about uncertainty that's still to be dealt with in the logistical chains of our South American export competitors, particularly Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay also. And I would not be surprised that there could be opportunities for the U.S. to perform well in export markets, to maintain our prices here in the U.S. all that much stronger if there are logistical disruptions that happen in our competitors' supply chains to the south. And if when those come, they would be a surprise and would be kind of a shock to the market. So we're holding it at prices at or above cost of production right now for soybeans, and have the possibility of moving even higher if we get some positive surprises on the U.S. side anyway that could come through the export market.
That's Dan O'Brien, K-State Extension Associate Professor in Ag Economics, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.